All right. So, Michael, I've had this idea, and I mentioned it when in the Enough for CJ episode, and I've been thinking through it and taking inventory and trying to decide if I could do it. But basically, here it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm buckled in.
All right. Okay. I'm thinking that I may make I clone my drive nightly on my MacBook Air, and I've been thinking that after within the next few weeks here, after the one kind of nightly clone, I'm going to wipe and restore my Mac factory and limit myself to 5 third-party apps. No more than 5. That includes utilities. That includes, that includes all that stuff. So Dropbox would count, for instance. One password would count. You get what I'm saying? So I would have just the built-in plus 5.
Have you put any thought into what those 5 will be?
Yeah. Well, there were 2 of them.
Right. Okay.
I don't think I could at this point navigate around without either of those. I mean, Dropbox contains all of my stuff, and I rely on it quite heavily. My iPad becomes a lot less useful without Dropbox because of the so many apps I use that synchronize with Dropbox. But things that I've had on every Mac for as long as I can remember, Notational Velocity, for instance, would not make the cut. Because my thinking is that I'll just open up text files and text edit. No, I don't have the kind of easy, super fast, kind of search that you get with Notational Velocity and these kind of neat little text notes. But I can do that with Spotlight and text files. So yeah, the launcher app wouldn't make the cut. Why? Because I can do everything I need to do with Spotlight, including the search that I would find in something like Notational Velocity. So I'm thinking here's I think the direction I would go. Dropbox would be one. 1Password would be one. Scrivener is beginning to rise to the into that. That 5 number as I'm looking around and I'm thinking, because I really think that not only have I come to rely on it for the book I'm writing now, but I think that the kind of next book that I have in mind and in the works, I wouldn't be able to do without it.
Okay.
Like, I would need some way to organize it in that way that Scrivener allows, and is wonderful for. So that's 3. BusyCal would have to be 1, because my wife and I rely on it so heavily for keeping track of not only each other's schedules and what we have going on and, kind of division of labor, as it were, but also for Beatrix. Increasingly Beatrix has as busy a schedule as we do, if not more so. And so and we really use BusyCal to kind of keep track of that stuff and to, say, oh, okay, I can't take Beatrix to circus because I've got this other thing going on, and without having to communicate that to each other, I see it on the calendar. Basically, BusyCal keeps us from having to talk as husband and wife.
Which is great.
which is fantastic, right? It's exactly what you want, less communication when you get married, right? Sammy's not listening, is she?
Always does.
Oh, man. See?
Always does.
You got to get her to stop doing that.
No, it's nice.
See, Bethany knows doesn't what's listen going on. To the podcast, so I can say anything I want on here, you see. This is my own little private boys club right here.
But I have nothing bad to say.
Oh, good man. Good man. Mikey's getting some tonight. All right. So let's see. What else? I only have four here. Wow. How is that? How is that?
You want four now, though, right? You don't want to already know your five. Sure.
Yeah, you don't want to blow the whole wad, right? You want to have some space, some room to grow. Yeah.
Now, there's someone you need to talk to.
Uh-oh.
And that is my co-host, Terry Lucy, on The Bro Show. Because even up to a few months ago, I don't know what it is right now, but he wrote a post a few months ago about the fact that he's only using 8 third-party apps on his MacBook Air.
Having
owned it since April. So, I mean, and even with talking recently, I, if he's got any more than that, it would be one or two. The guy is crazy. In a good way. But he seriously limits himself because he feels that he should just be using what comes as standard. Like, he uses Preview to resize images, which takes longer than if you're using an app like Pixelmator, but he believes that that's the way that he should do it.
I use Preview to resize images too. I just did so this morning with the Monoprice post I put up. I want to try this, if for no other reason than to, you know, I don't know, walk my own walk. And that is that realistically, you know, any one of those, I mean, every one of the four I just mentioned are still nice to haves. Right, I don't absolutely need them.
Well, there might be one. So, where are your files? Because in this restore, where are you getting your files back from? Are they coming from Dropbox?
They're coming from Dropbox.
So you need that one because that's where your files are kept. That is your file manager.
Yeah.
But I think at this stage, like, Dropbox is kind of just. Probably pretty much widely accepted as part of the system anyway. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe that will change. Maybe as iCloud gets better, that will change.
Perhaps. I don't know how much it will change for the geeks. I think the geeks that have bought into Dropbox are pretty much all in on Dropbox. Like, iCloud would have to become at least as good, if not better. And actually would have to become better to get, like, the true geeks to change. Now, have you checked out at all? There was a Robert Scoble did a little video interview with the guy who was the CEO of this new thing called BitCasa that's coming.
I've heard of BitCasa, but I've not seen that interview. Talk us through a little bit.
Yeah. It's really basically... The way it works is it takes your home, you know, everything in your home directory, everything in your user folder, and moves it up into the cloud. And essentially it doesn't exist local on your device. It monitors your usage and habits for the things that you open and take care of, and then caches things back as needed. And you look at, it looks like either stuff on your desktop or there's stuff in your documents folder. You see the stuff there, but it doesn't actually take up space because it doesn't actually live there.
Don't like the sound of that.
It scares the bejesus out of me.
That's what you said There's something about that where I just know that I will be somewhere where I don't have an internet connection and I need a file that I can't get to because BitCast has decided that I don't need to get to it. I mean, and yeah. that there's something about that that doesn't sit very well.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's
at least with Dropbox, everything is being stored, but it's all still local. That's what I, that's what we all love about it.
Yes.
Is that everything is being backed up for us, and it's accessible everywhere within minutes, sometimes seconds, especially if you're on the same network. But it's all available no matter where I am, you know, because if it's on my MacBook Air, it's on my MacBook Air, even if it's in the podcast folder of the Dropbox.
I agree. I have to say that it looks interesting. It brings up a lot of questions, and not only does it bring up a lot of questions, but it also brings up a lot of interesting questions. Like I could certainly see for some users how that it almost could be a great idea for some users.
Why? What is the benefit of this? What's a, you share your home folders across machines? Is that
well?
The benefit?
I mean, that's part of it. Is that you know, you just like with iCloud or the promise of iCloud, you get new machine, you put in your BitCasa, you know, login and password, and instantly, boom, there's all your stuff. Not you know, okay, wait while we download it. No, instantly, your stuff is there.
Mm.
And it's instant because it really is just a representation of your stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It's not really your stuff. But I don't know. I'll link to the video. People can watch it. People can make their own judgments.
Maybe I need the sales pitch.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions that are not answered by the video. It's you know currently still in beta, and so I don't know when it will. But I don't know. It's an interesting idea. You know, it's the sort of thing that Apple should be. You know, so you're aware of the interview with was it in Inc. magazine or Fortune? One of the two.
I think it was Forbes.
Oh, Forbes. Okay, with the Dropbox founders, where they talk about that Steve approached them about buying Dropbox and that they turned them down.
Yeah, my favorite part is Steve sits down and the Dropbox guys, the co-founders of Dropbox, sit down, but they open a MacBook and they're about to give him a demo, and he's like, "I know what you do." Because right then he's gone in there and he's now derailed it. They have a plan for how they're about to talk to Steve, and he is just this is what I've been learning from the book. He's just finds a way to just derail that conversation, so he's then in control.
In control of the conversation. That's right.
So they said they were able to. I mean, he offered them probably a seven, eight. I think it was in hundreds of millions of dollars he offered.
Yeah.
But they decided to say no. They were able to dodge the distortion field.
Yeah, well, because they...
Good to them.
I admire them. It was like, not because we're idiots, but because that our dream wasn't to sell. Our dream was to make a big company, and that's we think we can do that. We still think
and they're
think
valued in the.
Potential.
I believe I could be misquoting, but I believe also in that article they're saying that Dropbox is now valued in the seven digit realm.
Yeah, yeah. Which
oh, no, sorry, in the billions. Sorry, in the billions. I got that wrong.
Yeah,
I believe. This, I'm testing my brain for something I read weeks ago. I think it said $1.2 billion.
Yeah. Everyone I know uses Dropbox, including my clients. All my clients use Dropbox. And that's not just because I told them to use some. You know, some of them is because I told them, oh, yeah, check out this Dropbox thing. You're going to love it. But a lot of them use it. They're like, oh, no, we got Dropbox because, you know, we heard about it. And da-da-da. I'm like, wow, okay. You're ahead of the game.
There's so many use cases. Like me and Sammy use it as a way to share videos, legally obtained videos from the web that we download. If, for example, we wanted to watch something on the weekend and I've downloaded it, I could just pop it in Dropbox and it'll be there for when I get to hers. It works seamlessly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good stuff. So... So yeah, I think ultimately, I might give this experiment a try here in the next few weeks. I need to get past the book deadline, but I think I'm gonna do it then.
Yeah, don't start deleting things until the book's done.
My mind just is not anywhere to be able to do any experimenting right now.
Oh, by the way, I've got your fifth application.
Oh, what is it?
Skype.
Oh, fall.
It has to be, because otherwise you'll be talking to your Mac and I'll be talking to my Mac and neither of us will hear each other.
No. We do it through iChat, my friend. We do it through iChat.
Please don't do this to me.
Dude, a guy's got to have a standard. And
let's try that. Okay, we'll try.
But here's let me just give you my reasoning here, right? Okay. My thought process.
Mm-hmm.
My thought process is there a built-in app that does this thing? And if the answer is yes, then that's it. The end of discussion. Mm-hmm. That app goes bye-bye. Right? iChat does that in the same way that in, you know, notational velocity didn't make the cut, because the question is there a built-in app that does this? Yes, there is. It's text edit. Does it do it as well? My humble opinion, no. That's why I use notational velocity. Does it do it as elegantly? Is it all contained in one nice little app? No. But can it do it? Certainly.
So if over the next couple of months, during the recordings, you hear me screaming or you hear the sound of hair being pulled out, then you'll know that we're probably using iChat to record.
Well, that's the thing, right, is that we don't use and that's the other great thing. We, as we've discussed on the episode where we tell you about how the podcast is made, we do double-ended recording, so we both record on QuickTime on either side. So we could be talking on the telephone and it wouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Not for the quality of the episode, anyway. For the listeners, for our lovely listeners.
Not for the listeners, and not for your being able to put it together. As long as we can hear each other and have a conversation, that's all that matters. Mm. And the medium through which we do it doesn't. And so Skype is not required.
Does FaceTime come a standard now?
I still think it's an optional install. I could be wrong. I'd have to go. Well, I guess I'll find out when I wipe my drive.
Yes, you will.
Do a restore. That will be the true test as to whether or not it comes. So
can you see? Or worst comes to worst, it's always Google Plus Hangout. Can you see? I have some sort of aversion to using iChat for this.
Yeah. I'm sensing that.
iChat video calling and audio calling. It's never been very reliable for me.
Yeah.
But we'll give it a go. I mean, if it works, then I will drop Skype like a bad penny. Say goodbye to that thing like you wouldn't believe.
Well, and if it doesn't, then but here's the thing about the Google Hangouts is that I've never gotten it to work in Safari. It only works in Chrome for me. Because I don't have Flash.
Yeah, but when was the last time you tried? Oh, is it a Flash thing? Right.
It requires Flash.
Huh. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
You're going to be that Google guy, Plus Hangout too, wouldn't work.
Yeah. But, I mean, regardless, as long as, like I said, we could talk on the telephone. I will happily make the call. It won't cost me anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, one workaround would be, I can't remember going this in-depth into it now, but one workaround would be you could install, you just have Skype on your iPhone, and we could do it that way.
Yeah, that would be cheating, though. But yeah. We could do that.
It's all cheating when you get down to that level.
Oh, me and my crazy ideas.
Right. Well, they're fun for me to sit by and point at you. And
I'm the if we're going to make another Top Gear reference here, you're the Jeremy Clarkson to my what's the
James
curly
May.
Hair? Yeah, to my yeah. James May. It's kind of appropriate, right? Because I've got the curly hair and kind of the older, kind of bumbly guy. And yeah. Yeah. Are you happy with that role? Are you happy with the Jeremy Clarkson role? All right.
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear. Well, I will wait with bated breath. And as is usual with Pat's experiments, there is I can tell something he does tells me that he's doing it. So, for example, his tweeting patterns will change, and then I'll realize he's tweeting from the web. He does something peculiar, and then I'll like, right, he's done it now. Mm-hmm. It was like, for example, when he disappeared from Twitter for a while, or one of the many times, or, you know, there are things that you do that give it away.
Oh.
So I'll look for the signs.
I mean, generally, when I... So yesterday, I avoided almost all external communications. Email, Twitter, telephone, gone, right? I just ignored them. But I did tweet once yesterday, and that was that came from Birdhouse. So yeah, it's because that allowed me to do so without having to engage.
Then thank you for remembering the show notes.
No problem. did you happen to notice what time that tweet was?
No, because for me it's always the morning.
I suppose, yeah. That should have been after midnight my time, because I said for today. Actually, I think I might have jumped the gun just a bit by about 10 or 15 minutes. But
we'll let you off.
Yeah. You know, it was one of those crazy experiments of, okay, I'm not really, it wasn't an experiment. It's just like, I just don't feel like talking to anyone today, so I'm not going to.
It is these experiments, though, that 87 episodes in mean we've still got things to talk about, so thank you for doing them.
Well, my pleasure. So I guess we'll talk later, eh?
We will. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.